Be still and know that I am God, and in my love above. So few of you stop to hear the bell. My peace I've given you, my child. The world won't steal it away. So seek my face.
You know, we can only hear the still small voice of God if we are still ourselves. I'd like to look at 1 Kings chapter 19, starting at verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights, as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. And there he went into a cave and spent the night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" So he said, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life." Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he said, "I've been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they seek my life." In the midst of the storms of life, in the midst of the uncertainties of life, the tumult, the earthquakes, the fire, the mighty winds that affect us in our lives, we hear God. But God is not in the tumult. God is in the still small voice. And that is often in a place of solitude, where it's just us and our thoughts. It might be in the shower. It might be just, you might have a room where you go to and it's just a time of solitude for you. It might be when you're driving. I don't know. Because for each one it's different and it's individual. But there will be a quiet place when your mind is open to the Spirit of God. And God speaks. He doesn't shout. He doesn't say, "Stop, stop, stop." He says, "Listen to me. Just listen quietly." Sometimes it will be in your mind like a thought that just won't go away. The still small voice of God. I was choosing between two songs to play today. And on this one, the Lord spoke to me through an anointing. As I listened to it, I started to weep. That was the still small voice of God, speaking into my very inner being, touching my life, imparting His will to me. That was the still small voice of God. Now, we can't always hear God when we're stressed, when we're in a situation of confusion. It's very difficult for us to hear. That's why we need to just get away from the source of that confusion, from the source of that stress, and get into the presence of God. And we get into the presence of God by getting into that quiet place. Back in the Garden of Eden, God walked in the garden in the cool of the evening. He walked and talked and met with Adam. Maybe your time to spend with God is when you go for a walk. Just go for a walk. Maybe it's out in the bush. I used to love to go and just go into a pine forest and walk amongst the pine trees. Sometimes I'd just lay flat on my back and look up through the trees, up into the skies, and just be touched by the awesome presence of God. But it's necessary to be alone to hear God. To be alone. You might have someone beside you, but you can still be alone. Just you and God. You can be in a crowd and still be alone, just you and God. You can be in the midst of a storm and be alone, just you and God. Be still and know that I am God. We read in Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the most holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. That is just after you've come through the night time. Just after you've been in the darkest hour. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still. Be still in the presence of God. Listen to his voice. Learn to hear him. For he loves to talk with you. Father God, we commit this time to you. We ask that as you take these simple words, that you will burn them into our very hearts, burn them into our spirits, burn them into us so that we burn with zeal for a relationship with you. Father, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.